Bay's time is 15th of July. We're in the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Bay's in this very important section on is Atzmacha, knowing oneself, which we saw is not a regular limud that you can learn from books, and it's not a one-size-fits-all type of a thing, but it is something that if you read the words of Chazal carefully, they teach us to do, aside from the fact that Seichel indicates that it's necessary. So we had a quote from the Gaon in Mishle, that holich biyoshrot yirei Hashem. If you go with what's straight for you, even if other people look down on it, why are you doing it that way? Do it this way. But if he knows that's the derech that he needs truly, then he shouldn't be deterred or swayed by what other people think or the way they view it. And sometimes it's like that. So let's look at the bottom paragraph. Mama od rochok mizeh ha'odam ha'matzapa b'chol ma'isa rakla skamu tehila me'acherim. How far from this is somebody who looks for, who yearns for in all of his actions, the agreement and approbation of other people? What do people look up to? What's the in thing to do, the way to be? So he's far from really looking at himself and responding to what he needs to do. He's ready to do and imitate everything he sees by others. I mean, peer pressure has its place in even in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes we do things as a tzibur and you want positive peer pressure, but when it gets to a degree where I have to do exactly what everybody else is doing and the way they're doing it, even if that doesn't fit me, after careful analysis, then it could be a negative. Most of the sefer is written for yeshiva bachurim, so it's some of the people who work very hard on themselves, but pretty much from a society of, to some degree, fitting in with the crowd. So it's an important ha'ara. Uchamuv on divrei hagra amurim baholach biyishro hagoda la'atzma gedar le'natzam yitzro. It's self-understood that the Vilna Gaon's words are said with regard to somebody who's going in the proper path for himself, who makes protective boundaries to save himself from his yetzer. We're not talking about individuality for the sake of being, just different for the sake of different. It means to address his yetzer hara. U'machazik b'gedar me'elu gam k'she'enim motzim chen v'en ha'briyos. And he holds these boundaries, these parameters, even when they don't find favor in other people's eyes. It's not, doesn't gain him the esteem of others, but he knows it's what he needs to do. Kishainum mispata laloch achar pitoy hahamon bazeh hu yirei Hashem b'emes. When he is not enticed to go after the enticements of the masses in this, that's a true yirei Hashem. Yeah, it could be a fanatic, it could be the opposite. Maybe what other people are doing is too much for him and he needs less. It could be anything, he's not being specific. Sometimes what works for another person doesn't work for him exactly.
Usually people react more to the person who does more, right?
Could be either way. You could think of many examples, but you could have a person who needs more sleep and he's in the yeshiva where they stay up late. And when he stays up late, he can't learn. So he's going to sleep and everybody's looking down on him. It's extra, it's an extra night seder. Could be many things. But again, he's talking more in the realm of the Yetzirah, but if the Yetzirah to overdo it and never be on top of your game either, there's a lot of things like that. Top of Kuf Lamed Gimel, Makbil Ladivrei Hagro Hanal Kosef Hamaral B'Derachayim Al Avos Perikim Yiral. Makbil means matching. That's a better word than that, but I can't think of it now. But sort of like congruent to the words of the Gro, what the Maral writes, and Maral's even earlier than the Gro, by the way. One and a half, 2 centuries earlier than the Groh, so the Maral in his commentary on Perkei Avos called Derech Chaim, and the third paragraph of Mishnah Yeralev says, "Kol shiras cheto kodemus lechachmaso chachmaso miskayam." So the words of that Mishnah are, anybody that yiras cheto, the fear of his. If you translate that literally, it almost seems like slang. My brother-in-law's. You know, it's not proper grammar. So, yiras cheto, the word is really yiraso mechet, his fear of sin. Yiras cheto sounds like a misnomer. It sounds like taking a two-word noun, sort of misusing it. So that's what the Maral is going to be medayik here. Kol shiras cheto kodemus lechachmaso chachmaso miskemes. The words of the Mishnah, anybody that his yiras chet comes before his chachma will last. Says the Maral, v'havile lomar kol shiraso min hachet kodemus lechachmaso. That's what it should have said. His fear, chet is just a thing. His fear of chet. It should have been Yirasa Mechet. Vein Zakasha. But says the Maral, this is not a difficulty. Kikol Adam Muchon Lachtov Chulu. He doesn't quote the whole thing for us. He says, but every person could sin, I believe he says something like, in his own way. V'amar Kol Sheyiras Cheto Shehu Muchon Lo. It's the fear of his sin. That's exactly right. The Chazal took their words very carefully. It's anybody that the fear of his sin, because he's worried about his sin. Yeah, I'm not worried about your sin, because you might be susceptible to something else. I'm worried about my sin. Where am I more susceptible? A person who has true fear, not of sin in general, but the sin that he is more susceptible to, that's the type of person whose chachma will last, because he's truly committed to chachma. The general idea of the Mishnah is that study Torah wisdom just as something interesting, but it doesn't come with the commitment. It doesn't last. So the Maral is illuminating for us. That means that to the degree that he is mindful not only of, you know, moral calling in general, but of what he needs. Kolomar, meaning to say, says Revolva, kol adam muchon mitzat tiva lachatoy miyuchadim. Every person, based on his nature, is muchon means prepared, but like ready, likely, susceptible, has a predilection for specific sins. The lo dailo biyiras chet stam. It's not enough to have fear of sin. El yesh to kol adam lira mehachet shu muchon lo b'miyuchad. He should fear the sin that he specifically is susceptible to. Mm-hmm. And when that precedes his chachma, then his chachma will last. It's not only in yiras chet and in gedarim, and gedarim means, you know, protective measures against sin. We have to saga is a little hard to translate, but means like make special, make unique for ourselves a personal approach. Gisha Ishus is a personal approach. In Bavoda Pratasana Oskim, Elagamba Maisim Tovim Atzim. If we are working on Avoda Pratas, which is what this whole section is about, it means individual, specific.
It's a strategy to how to.
What he's saying is it has to be on the positive side also. What he's saying is if we're. Once we're going to talk about an individual approach in Yiras Hashem, it's not only in the negative. What sin could I end up doing? What, where should I be more careful? It's also an affirmative. Gam b'maisim tovim atzman, in the good things. Hare amru chazal, medrash on Iyov. I don't fully understand the metaphor of this medrash, if you can help me with it. Yesh na'al levusho v'en levusho na'alo. There are some people who look good for the... He looks good for his clothing, but his clothing doesn't look good for him. Yesh adam ashir v'en shmo l'fi ashra. You have a person who's wealthy, but his name isn't per his wealth. Rush v'en shmo l'fi ashra. Resho, somebody who's poor, and his name isn't... doesn't fit with his poverty. Yesh adam shehu gibor v'ein shmo l'fi gvurasa. You can have a person who is mighty, but his name isn't per his might. Chalosh v'ein shmo l'fi chalishuso. He's weak, but his name doesn't fit his weakness. Iyov lo haya kein el hatstaka nal iyov v'iyov nal hatstaka. Iyov is not so, but rather tztaka fit for him, and he fit for tztaka. That's what the pasuk means. Tzedek lavashti v'yil b'shein. There's a pasuk in here that it's like double. It cloaked me, and I was cloaked. So generally, I understand what this Chazal is saying, and I think he's going to elaborate on it. It can mean sometimes a person has potential, and he doesn't live up to it.
So he's outside.
Or sometimes he's living up to something, right?
He's outside the incongruent with what he's inside. And
yeah, it's what he's focusing on.
Focus.
Is not really his strength. This person should be great in this area, and he's not pursuing that. Right. This person pursued a lot of this, but that's not really him. I'm not sure exactly how that fits with the mushal of Noel Vushov and Vushov Noelo. It should be Noel is something else. But like to take Usher, for example, is a person who is wealthy, but his name, and I think name here means what he's really developed in life. When Chazal speak about somebody's name, like Rabbi Avram Avinu, Agadla Shemecha, the first we talk about there, it doesn't mean fame like the way politicians make themselves famous. It means his true name, what he's really developed of himself. So you can have a person who's wealthy, but his name isn't per his wealth, meaning he never developed in that he has a certain potential of wealth, and he's never...
He's not giving it away?
He's never become that. He hasn't developed his... There's a person who has a tremendous sense of chesed, and he never did it. A person who has a great mind, and he never worked at developing chachma. I think that's what it means. Let's see a little bit how he defines it. Still need to think about the wording. But lo kol adam menatzel na'alosav hativyos labodosu. Not everybody, to be menatzel is like to capitalize on, optimize. Not everybody is menatzel his natural milos for his service, meaning for his avoda of Hashem. He has natural kochos, but he hasn't used them. V'lochein, therefore, yesh ashir, there is a person who's wealthy, v'ein shmo l'fi ashro. Yesh gibur, v'ein shmo l'fi guroso. He has wealth, but his name isn't per his wealth. He has gevura, but his name isn't per his gevura. Kilo nitzlu ma'alosayim.
His expression is not bad.
He hasn't used it. He has potential that he hasn't realized. He didn't capitalize on his milos. These people didn't use the milos that they have. Ulahepech, and to the contrary, on the other side, yesh adam is gaver al chalishuso, v'nis yonos ani yuso, mara babodosu gvura, v'gamu usher amiti al af ani yuso. Oh, so I didn't say it quite right. On the other side, he's saying it's a good thing. Rosh v'enshmel afi resho, he's poor, but his name isn't poor as poverty. He says that means somebody, his name is wealthy. His reputation, let's use wisdom as the nimshal. He's a genius. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. That's the name he developed for himself because that's really what he's become. But it's not his natural state of being. He developed himself despite handicap or despite not being naturally gifted. So he's really poor, but his reputation isn't being poor because he overcame it. I'm sorry, I made it sound like a negative. It's a positive thing. That's why I'm not sure whether it lasts to have a lasting fit. But that's the way he's defining it. The general rule with a good action is I cloaked it and it cloaked me. A person's conduct has to fit his... means to match his mahu. That's why I thought it's a negative.
So his action changed him?
Yeah,
but better?
The words of the Medrash sound like the best thing is when it matches you and you match it. Not when you're poor and you make yourself rich, and not when you're rich and you make yourself poor. That's why I thought of it as a negative. And you'll have to come back to this tomorrow, Mr. Shem, and say more what this means.